You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Yay!
I'm back on a Friday.
There is coffee.
Actually, I've had a lot of coffee this week.
What coffee are you having this morning?
This is Costa Rica. Excellent. To my home, making coffee at home instead of going to get fancy lattes from different coffee shops.
Playing it down a little bit today.
Yeah.
We had some coffee in studio. We had some of your replacements while you were out. The guest co-hosts were coffee connoisseurs. Not many.
That's good. Oh, man.
It's interesting. I chose decaf people, decaffeinated guest co-hosts.
Why'd you do that?
So, I don't know. I'm trying to think of who else.
I don't know. I was not listening. Full disclosure.
Because you were on vacation. You were playing bikes. You were out traveling. Speaking of traveling, many parents probably about this week, next week, are loading up the kids.
Yeah.
The young adults, I should say.
Yeah. I saw a lot of little kids walking to school today. I forgot that was this
week.
That's
true. First day of school. Yeah. Did you get caught behind a big yellow limousine this morning?
I did not, but a couple passed me.
Aha. Were you on your bike this morning?
I was on my bike.
Good for you.
Of course I was riding my bike this
morning. I knew there were storms in the area, so I didn't know if you biked this morning.
Oh, I was going to ride in the rain. I was determined today.
Many families preparing to take that young adult off. Yes. Don't know who's more anxious about it. The parents or their young adult child going off to college for the first time. And so we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. And second half of the program. Not too long ago, we had the chance to sit down with Pastor Nate Ruback, who served as chaplain for the Mercy Medical Team to Madagascar.
Yeah, fascinating stuff.
Intense.
Yes.
We'll just leave it at that. Yes. So you got to stick around for that. It's two intense guests today here on the Coffee Hour. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Thanks for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu. Joining us by phone this morning, talking about preparing for that day, sending kids off to college. Maybe it's the first time taking a kid off to college. Joining us by phone this morning, the Reverend Marcus Zill, the Chancellor of LCMSU. Ah!
Great to talk to you guys. Welcome back, Sarah. Andy was a total basket case the whole week without you.
Don't reveal.
I'm sure I will hear stories today
of my secrets. How do I do this? I click this button and
panicked Facebook messages.
Break the internet. I do know how to post things. I just don't because it's better when I don't.
Actually, I don't even know that. I'm just assuming it's true.
Oh, dear.
Some of the things got done while Sarah was gone.
Yeah, I have yet to check everything.
And for all of your listeners, one of my mottos in life is that you only tease people that you like. So.
Well, that's good.
Anyways.
Thank you. Thank you, Chancellor Zill. For those parents who are perhaps some of them in the car right now while listening to this, heading off to college, bringing their baby, who is now a young adult, off to college, maybe for the first time. What do they need to know? What are the things that went through your mind as you were experiencing that?
Well, I mean, this is one of the toughest things. I experienced this myself the first time a couple of years ago when my eldest son headed off to college. And I'm like, hey, I'm the campus ministry director of the LCMS. I should know how to do this. Wrong. There is literally nothing like it. It is a totally new thing. And of course, one of the challenges that parents have is simultaneously making sure that your young kid that's no longer young because they're like 18, knows that you love them, you'll be there for them no matter what, but at the same time, giving them freedom to head out, screw up, make mistakes, have to learn things for themselves in a way that they've really never had to do it before. I would argue that I was much more anxious when I sent my eldest son off to college than he was. He's like, yeah, whatever.
That's probably the case.
Yeah.
Most most of the time.
And I had to constantly, you know, everything changes. I mean, you go from the school, you know, the high school contacting you, if you know, and sending you a little text if your kid wasn't in school, to, you know, most universities, they won't even give you information because now all of a sudden your child is 18. They're the name on of record for everything, and so you don't know anything. And of course, you know, we always talk about helicopter parenting, and I totally wasn't one of those. But it wasn't because I didn't try to learn to be that. It takes a little bit of time to just kind of let it go, let them make their mistakes, let them do the things that they're going to do, and you know. Sooner you can start learning to allow your young person to have independence, the less of a shock it will be when they actually step onto the college campus.
Yeah, it's exciting. College was not, well, too long ago in my lifetime, but it's so exciting to have those new adventures. But also having a group of like-minded people, like-minded Lutheran people, to kind of be your family away from home. How does campus ministry help both your child and the parent make that transition?
Well, the best thing they can do is know about who, you know, it's all about knowing and connecting people before they even show up. You've really got about the first, most campus ministry, most college students, you have about 4 or 5 weeks to get them in the rituals and kind of the habits that they're going to have when they're in school. And so if you get out of the habit of going to church, of knowing anybody, or you meet other new friends, because as you all know, at college, when a young person shows up in college, you are a commodity. You are someone for their new group, not just our campus ministry groups, but everybody else. And everybody is trying to get you involved in your new group. And so the best thing that we can do is get your young, you know, for your parents out there, get your daughter or son connected much earlier than we've ever thought we needed to before to a campus ministry, so that they can get to know some of the other Lutheran students there. And so I encourage people, even going back to their junior, senior years, to start visiting campus ministries at places they don't even know if their kid's going to go. Maybe it'll inspire them to go to that school so that they can have a good campus ministry. That would be a nice trend. Choosing a school based on where I'm going to go to church, that would be awesome. But, you know, it's very, very crucial. But finding the ways to connect is much harder these days because colleges won't really share that information. So you have to go out of your way to manufacture ways to get in those lanes so that you can meet other Lutheran sons and daughters of other parents.
So in a sense, really structuring the whole environment, the college environment, around what's important. Start with, a major and the program certainly at the college or university is important, but don't leave the important stuff of word and sacrament ministry till as an afterthought. Oh, they don't even have one in the area. Let that be, what I hear you saying is let that be an important part of the decision-making process as you're choosing a college.
Actually, I'm one-upping that. I'm saying make it the number one thing. I don't really, you know, I have to tell people, I tell people this all the time now. I don't care where your son or daughter goes to school or what kind of degree that you think they're going to get. If they lose their soul, none of this matters. Make this number one. You know, lots of times I hear from, I'm sorry, Pastor, I don't really have time to go to church while I'm at school, and I'm starting to say now, well, you know, I guess Johnny or Susie, you don't really have time to go to college then, because if you don't have time to go to church, if you don't have time, I mean, I'm telling you, the college life today is tough. It's way tougher than when any of us went to school. The things that our young people are confronted with, the assumptions that are made, the way the liberal, secular, progressive agenda has affected so much of our education, if they've gone to public schools, and even if they haven't, is just astounding. I mean, we cannot be constantly sending them off to places where, okay, well, now we ask later, where should our kid go to school or go to church? it has to be number one. Has to be. And I'm getting very, very vociferous about this with people because it needs to resonate. Make this number one. Because I don't care if your kid gets a PhD from Harvard or wherever he goes off to, or he or she goes to college. You know, what good does it do a man to gain the whole world yet lose his soul? It does nothing. And in fact, it works against everything you've done your whole 18 years of getting him to this point.
So going off to a college or university without without that connection to faithful word and sacrament ministry is really a huge risk and very dangerous, is what you're saying.
No, it's absolutely huge. And that's why you find parents out there, I would encourage every parent, you know, to take, you know, give your kid a little bit of break. Say, hey, you know, I just dropped you off yesterday. I'm not going to bug you every 5 minutes. You know, at least wait 10 minutes. Maybe 15 if you have great comp. No, but give them a little break. Encourage them. You know, hopefully they've already gone to church. You know, I want every son or daughter to have gone to church where they're going to go, thinking they're going to go to church when they're at school. Better yet, if they've gone there two or three times because they visited long before they. We always think you don't have to think about that until you show up. Well, it's tough. It's tough. If you think it's tough going off to a new college, it's tough showing up to a new church out of the blue.
Right.
The pastor is different. The liturgy is slightly different. The pastor's fat. The pastor's tall. The pastor can't. The pastor doesn't.
Where can we find LCMSU, you know, chapters? Where can we find information on LCMSU chapters?
Go to lcmsu.org and you will find everything you need, including info about our upcoming conference. Registration just opened yesterday for Witness.
Excellent. LCMSU Chancellor, the Reverend Marcus Zill. Thanks so much for being on the Coffee Hour today.
Right.